What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another wonderful episode of Untrade Chats Daily. And today, we're going to be talking about how to save the most money when you are holiday shopping. And today's wonderful, wonderful podcast is brought to you by DianaGladney.com, the number one stop for creative entrepreneurs, where you can find everything that you need as soon as I finish getting it all uploaded to the website. So I wanted to talk about just the different tools and hacks that I use when it comes to saving money during this holiday season. If you're listening to this episode on the day that it is published, then you will be listening to this on what is considered Black Friday here in the United States. And as you know, we had yesterday Thanksgiving, and we gave thanks, and we ate, and we slept, and we all were merry. And some people had stomach aches. But the day after Thanksgiving, sales actually began yesterday, and some have been going on, you know, all week long. And so it's very tempting to spend a whole lot of money. One of the things I always have a problem with personally is just the fact that, you know, you see all those people fighting over stuff that is just like, I mean, you probably could have ordered it online, but, you know, so like I was watching our local news here, I was spending some time with my mom yesterday, and all she kept talking about the segment that they published on the news was referring to a $130 TV that was like a 44 inch or something like that. Very nice, very large TV. I don't have anything wrong with any buying consumer products or anything like that. But a comment that I made was that, you know, people's priorities are all crazy, you know, and that's just from my perspective, my thought. And again, it's not that you shouldn't have a TV, not that it's something wrong with a TV that large or whatever, but it's just, in my mind, I'm always comparing that to what, you know, I want. And it's like, man, and the value systems that I have. So in my life, I would stand in line waiting for the door to open, for the book fair to open. I never have to because it's a week-long event or whatever. And I go when I feel like it or on the best day or something like that. But I'll stand and wait in line to be checked out and, you know, have a cart full of stuff or whatever and boxes and all that, you know, jazz. So my values are different than what other people's values are. And especially during this time of the year, it's not anything that's wrong with it. But when you look at the overwhelming majority of people that do stuff like that, you know, you see people fighting over each other. And hopefully this year is more sane and safer for people. I think we have had enough violence. You know, you see people waiting in line. It's pretty chilly right now. Today was a fairly nice day, but, you know, pretty chilly. But at the same time, it is somewhat baffling to me. So in the spirit of all of that, we are going to spend money regardless. For most people, I even make it a point to spend money on certain stuff. And I'm always trying to deal hack for the things that I can, that it makes sense to for my business and just my regular personal life. It has to be something that is going to increase my efficiency in what I'm doing, so it speeds up my flow and my process. So i.e. my MacBook Pro that I got, even though it's a 2013 model, I don't know what Mac is doing or what Apple is doing, but they are just crushing it so hard right now. And the fact that I can get a computer that old, I wouldn't dare touch a PC that old other than to be a paperweight or look cute, you know, because of the case or something. But this thing is so functional. I mean, I'm like, even today, I'm so surprised by it and just the things that I can do with it. And it's just phenomenal. And it's not being an Apple sheep or nothing like that, but I just love it. Absolutely love it. But, you know, it's like it has to be something that increases my efficiency, something that contributes to my life in somewhere or the other. And so again, not to talk about anybody that goes and does that kind of stuff, because, you know, the comment that my mom made in reply back was that most people don't have that entrepreneurial mindset. They're consumers. And I said, yeah, that makes sense, because it's like, in my mind, that's what Napoleon Hill would call an all-out burning obsession. You know, so I'm obsessed with my passion. I'm obsessed with my purpose in life and being fulfilled in that. And it's literally all that I think about, so much so even coming home after Thanksgiving, right back in my office, right back in my office. And so I just can't help myself. And when I go in my room, I'm going to start reading a book on finances, and that's what I will put myself to bed with, you know, for the evening. But I can't help it. And so regardless as to what you're going to be spending your money on, there's something when it comes to when you are focusing on times like this, take into consideration to do something for your business. You're going to spend probably a good amount of money on things that you need, like, or want during this time. But I would encourage you to spend money on the things that you need for your business. So one thing that I created and that I noticed, and it's something that I pay attention to. And so it's like, as I work with more one-on-one coaching clients, as I, you know, engage with you guys here on the podcast, or whether it is through the, you know, weekly live chats on YouTube or the comments section or whatever, Facebook Messenger, it doesn't matter. I'm seeing a pattern. And even I know that I have gone through this, but I really notice it. And it's something to take into account. So it's something that I came up with, and it's called the creator's coma. And what the creator's coma is, that you start off with the need, this need to create, like, I need to make something, I need to do something. So you figure, you know, I need money to buy X, Y, and Z gear. Logical thinking. I want to do this thing. I need the thing to help me create the thing. So it makes sense. So I want to create something. I need, what are the tools and what's the thing, or what's the money? How much money do I need to create this thing, to buy the gear to help me create? Right. Then you figure, it's like, well, I don't know really. I really don't know how to use this gear. I really don't know how to use this thing that I just bought. But then I'm going to watch a ton of YouTube videos to learn, and that's going to help me get there. Right. Next thing you just figured, I haven't learned enough though, so I'm just going to keep watching videos. I bought the money, spent time to earn the money, however I needed to earn the money so I could buy the thing to help me create, which is the original thing that I wanted. I have this need to create. I need to create whatever it is for my business. And the easiest thing to use in this analogy for the creator's coma, or what I call the creator's coma, is that I'm going to watch a ton of YouTube videos to learn, but I figure after I watch so many, even though I watch tons, I still figure I haven't learned enough. So I'm just going to keep watching videos. Then you know, test the video, you know, but then you delete it because it sucks. So like I said, we're going to keep the analogy of that. Just creating content with a video camera or your phone or whatever. So you've actually tried it out and you realize just how bad it really is, or just you just aren't used to it. So you figure, this sucks. I don't like it. It gets on my nerves. So then you have the need to watch more videos and learn more things. And then you see that by this time, who knows how many months have passed, life has gotten in the way. And then you just finally still, you know, you get back around to it and you just finally are just like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And then you realize, oh, yeah, I remember. I really don't know all the things that there are to know. But by now, there's a whole new thing out. So whatever you have is last year's model. It's the old model now, officially. Something new has come out. And it has shown all the improvements and how much greater it is and all that jazz. And then you look and you say, well, I started this YouTube channel thing, started this Facebook page thing. And the two videos that I uploaded aren't getting any traction. What the hell is going on here? And then you go right back to the top of the cycle. Man, I really need to create this thing. I really feel like I have a need to create. So all of that is what I call the creator's coma. And as an entrepreneur, We are enacting and enabling our ability to create a business, to provide services to somebody, to create a beautiful image or to enhance the image of a woman by doing her hair or her nails. As a, you know, a man, you figure you're enhancing a man's, you know, his qualities, his physique, his essence through helping him to dress better, potentially. You know, if you have a male boutique for some reason, you know, you innately are a creator. And so you have this need to make, to create, to function. Like I said, I gave a video example of that. And it can be used for anything because YouTube, second largest search engine in the world, you literally can find anything on any topic or subject that you want to. And so as you go through this cycle with the need to create, and the reason why I bring that up is because those, depending on where you are, those are the different emotions and the frustrations and the challenges that you experience. And because of that, it will impact your buying habit, especially when you get around to the point till you realize what you have is not the latest and the greatest. And so you feel it is inferior. And now you have the need to buy. So today I said I was going to be telling you about how to, you know, save money, how to better enhance your shopping experience. And so how are you going to save the most money during this holiday season? So the first thing is to kind of just realize where you are in that creator coma series, because the one thing about, you know, somebody always, yeah, I hate the analogy. People say, oh, you know, I just made a wrong turn. I made this, you know, this right turn or this left turn in life. You know, well, too many of those left turns just end up being a circle. Too many turns going just only to the right means that you end up in a circle. Stand up and turn just constantly to the left or the right. It doesn't matter. Just pick one direction. Just either turn just all around. Just turn all the way to the left. Keep making left turns. It's a circle. And so I find that a lot of entrepreneurs and creative entrepreneurs and individuals find themselves somewhere in that creative coma where they just figure they just need to make one more left turn. And it's because of this that your buying patterns and the things that you're purchasing mean less, matter less, achieve less, and don't have as much efficiency as they should. So where you start with your buying patterns is not just what is the latest and the greatest. It is not just what is the most recommended on YouTube, what's the name brand or something like that. So I'm going to go ahead while we are chatting here. I'm just going to pull up Amazon really quickly because I frequently shop on Amazon. I have some deals and stuff that I'm going to be sharing with you, some specific sites that I have not really shared anywhere else other than probably my Entree Insiders and things like that. So first thing is like here's a couple things. There's no real, you know, list, priority list. This is more important than this or anything like that. Is know this. Just because it's used doesn't mean it's crap. And don't think that you need everything new. So I'm seeing a lot of people that have these frustrations simply because it's like, oh, no, I need it new. I don't want anybody else to have touched it. And it could be something wrong with it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. First of all, if you're going with Amazon, more than likely they have a track record of selling good things. The rate of what they sell that is good, far surpasses anything of what they sell is bad. My beloved Panasonic JD5 that is for the most part brand new and still, in my opinion, had that new camera smell when I first got it. And it is just, it's been an incredible piece. I have zero problems with this camera. It was used. Got it off Amazon. So if you have your phone or something like that, depending on where you're listening to, if you go to Amazon, One thing that you'll see, if you click on that drop down box, you'll see like the all departments. Right now you'll see like the Black Friday deals week and then all these other categories. One thing I would encourage you to search within for whatever it is that you're looking for, go through the tab for Black Friday deals week and go through the Amazon warehouse deals week. So if I type in something like something that I'm ordering, which is a USB 3.0 hub, I'm going to use that in the Amazon warehouse. Now, there is one that I have in my cart that is $16.99. It's a 3-port USB hub, which is just the fast USBs, or you'll see them colored blue or something like that. And that's just what they are. It's $16.99, and then I get 10% coupon off with that. And if you're wondering how you get coupons on Amazon, I'll probably cover that in a little bit if I remember. But that's pretty much it. But, you know, I just type in USB 3.0 hub in the Amazon warehouse tab. And I'm seeing one that I saw earlier that I was considering, but it didn't have any card readers on there. I don't know if this one does as well. I think so. Yeah, the one that I have in my cart has a card reader on there, so I can put a memory card in there. And so, but just if I just wanted the USB ports, because that's what's most important right now, $7.99. And it's listed as a bestseller by Sabrent. And so that's one. There are other recommendable brands like Amazon Basics, like Anchor, that have a 10-port, you know, USB hub, 7-port USB hub, with power charging abilities and all kinds of stuff. You know, have a 13-port hub, you know, and just all these great different deals, but they are used, or gently used rather, is what most of these are. So if I say to you that this is used, here's something that I would encourage you to consider. Does this thing matter if it's used, or is it something that absolutely has to be new? Some stuff you can get away with, like these USB hubs. The only thing is, like, you know, as always, you always want to check anything that you get. Make sure the stuff isn't loose. Make sure it's great. It's functioning like it's supposed to. And that's pretty much what it amounts to. Make sure it's doing what it said that it will do. Test something like, especially like a camera or whatever, test all of that stuff. But if it's just like something like a USB hub, what difference do it make if I plugged it into my computer and I said, oh, you know what? I'm getting rid of this MacBook and now I need one that is USB-C. And so the new MacBooks only have USB-C ports on there. So this 3.0 one is no longer good to me anymore. I've had this for about a week. I didn't realize I was going to be able to maybe to get a new, you know, MacBook Pro within the week or something like that, that I ordered this or whatever. And so I send it back, you know, I return it back to Amazon. And so now this is technically used. If you knew that to be the case, does it really matter that somebody else used this before you did, or somebody had this before you did? No, not at all. If I'm sending my GT5 and I say, well, you know, hey, let's say it was in the first 30 days. And I'm like, yeah, the autofocus thing kind of bothers me a little bit. It's not as great as Canon. So I want to send it back. It's not working out for me. So I send it back. It's only been sitting on a tripod. How much worse is it than what it already is? It's not. It's fine. And so I'm going to go here and I'm typing something else. And all right. So let's take a look here. So now I'm looking at something that I have also a wireless keyboard and a mouse in my cart right now. And same thing, I'm on Amazon Warehouse. If this was the wrong model, I've bought it, I've opened it, I've touched it, I've worked with it, I've troubleshooted, because maybe I didn't know that this was for the wrong model. And then I send it back to Amazon, it's technically used. So don't sweat the small stuff. So even like the difference between $26.99 and then the one that's in here for $24.97, got some stuff in here for like $17.42 and all kinds of good little deals on top of just other stuff. It's just great. So you take into consideration the things that you need, Is it going to meet your requirements and all that jazz? And does it do what it says that it was going to do? And is it within a reasonable price? If the answer is yes, go ahead and get it used. If it's not going to make a difference, if it's not, you know, something that is super hygienic or something like that, that you are going to be having on your person that may affect you cosmetically or with skin challenges or something like that, then, you know, you take that stuff. But for the most part, you know, if it comes to some kind of text, something or whatever, it's good to pick these things up used, because most of the time that's kind of what it is. Somebody doesn't know what they're doing and they return it, or somebody sees that it's not quite a good fit like they thought it might be, they return it. So that's the case when it comes to that stuff. So that's Amazon Warehouse. If you have Amazon Prime, you also get what is called lightning deals. You get access to the Amazon lightning deals. So let's see if I can find that here as well. And so what Amazon lightning deals are, and this is not just a holiday thing, this is on a regular everyday basis. This is the process that I kind of go through stuff all the time. And then also, just real quick, because I forgot to mention, they have a today's deal section, they have refurbished deal section, they have an outlet section that you will see within the Amazon area. They will have all kinds of stuff. And so most of the things that they sell is certified refurbished. So the company, whatever brand that is, whether it's Logitech, Lenovo, or something like that, they have certified that, yeah, this has been refurbished according to our standards. It's okay to resell. And we put our stamp of approval on it. So don't be afraid of those things, because those things are great to acquire simply through that. So speaking of which, let me, you know, I was thinking about not getting a Mac Mini instead of a MacBook Pro. But if I am away from home, I'm not probably going to be doing as many live streams and stuff like that. And that is still fairly small. So I might be able to get a Mac Mini. I'm not super familiar with them, but it may work. So that's some little bit of research and note to self for later. And guess what? I'm sitting right here in the same things that I'm telling you about. I'm in the Amazon certified refurbished. And it's just one of the little tabs going across the top. Once you click on, once you search within Amazon Warehouse, and you will still be able to get stuff on Prime and all this and that and whatever. But you know, you'll get access to the things that you need. And so since I'm mostly doing stuff at home, Mac Mini might actually work, because it's not taking up a whole lot of space. Still a Mac, still get all the stuff that I need, but I can keep my MacBook too. So we just might have found a win while right live here on the podcast. So I'll leave that tab open. Another thing, if you go to Amazon, is that I was talking about the lightning deals. So I told you about the, you know, different ones when it comes to the Black Friday deals, and that's its own thing, and the Amazon Warehouse. So you can also still find stuff that will show up that's included in the blah, blah, blah. How did I just slur those words? Back to our regular schedule program. So you'll find stuff that's still within the Black Friday deals week tab thingy, but you also have other stuff, like I said, the lightning deals. If you have Amazon Prime, you get access, early access to different lightning deals. They have deals that are going on today, and they have deals that are going on every week. And so lightning deals always help you to save money any day of the week. You need something, you just want to take a gander or a look for something, look at the lightning deals. Those lightning deals are bomb. So let me pull this up real quick. And I'm using the wrong keyboard that is not compatible with the Macintosh. So it's hard for me to search like I want to, because I'm hitting Mac functions and it's not working out, aka hence why I'm going to be switching over. If I'm going to be using my, since I rearranged my office setup, so I'm going to be using being able to work at my desk more, since I increased the efficiency here, then here in my office, then what that means is that I probably can switch to a desktop model here and then have my Mac for when I'm on the go and that may help me out there. But anyway, lightning deals, lightning deals, lightning deals. So when you go to Amazon lightning deals, you will see for maybe 12, 24, 4 hours, stuff like that. Similar to the deals of the day type section, but the lightning deals are very different. Again, it's just at random. Different manufacturers want to offload something. They want to sell it. That's honestly how I got my travel tripod. And that thing really isn't a travel tripod, it feels like. It's a legit, regular, heavy-duty tripod. It is the most sturdiest, stable one that I have. And I think it's like all metal. I don't even know what kind of metal. It's like aluminum or whatever. It's not super heavy, but it is legit. If somebody got whacked with that thing, they're going to the hospital. And so it's super sturdy. Like, I trust to put any camera on that one. Seriously, it's incredible. But you look through the lightning deals, and I have been looking at stuff anyway. And I was just like, man, this is awesome that I came across this right at this time when you know, I was eventually going to be buying one. And so it was easier for me to go ahead and buy it that day versus to wait for, you know, something else to come about. And so with that, that is your lightning deals. And, you know, as you go on the today's deals tab, usually on the left-hand side, it'll be like deal type. And you click on lightning deals, and then it'll come up and it'll say, so like, just to give you an example, you know, those gardening hoses they expand when water is going through them. You may have seen them like on infomercials or whatever here in the U.S. It expands like a regular water hose, very flexible and stuff like that. But then once the water comes out of it, it's very easy to, you know, compact down and just kind of put away. You have some Pyrex type containers on here. You have other Anker chargers. You got a PlayStation 4 Pro stand with a cooling fan attached to it. A little bead set, 20,000 fuse bead set. A nice sweater, you know, shirt. I mean, there's literally some of every category. Glasses, globe string lights. Rear view mirror with a backup cameras. So like something like that, that's running for like $97. You get stuff on here. When it comes to like gloves, it says pet grooming gloves for $10.90. You gotta wear, I don't even know what that's about, but whatever. You know, it's like you literally got some of everything. So let's go to a relevant section versus just the random stuff on the page, and you can click within whatever category that you want. So let's look at computers and accessories. And so I'm seeing stuff like an external hard drive docking station. It's $25. 4-in-1 USB-C hub with the Type-C 3.0 and 2.0 hubs and stuff like that. I'm seeing a, let's see here, a case for 13-inch MacBook Pro or MacBooks in general, $7. USB-C to HDMI adapter hub that can handle 4K. That made, and it's like $12 to $39. And so when you see those variances in prices that go from the low number to the higher number, what that's essentially telling you is that depending on the model, depending on the color, the type, the features, and all of that good stuff, it may vary in price. So you can get it as low as $12 and you can get it as high as $40. Other stuff like, you know, I was looking at a keyboard. They have a keyboard in here for $16.99. Cases, cables, cords, all kinds of stuff like that. And if you are an Amazon Prime member, then I can see stuff that if you didn't have Amazon Prime, that you are able to see, get access to, and watch that deal. So it's like, hey, basically, let me know when this deal becomes available because I want this. And so there's one on here that is a USB-C with an HDMI adapter, 3.0 and card reader and all that stuff or whatever. And it's saying for Prime members, it starts at 2:30 a.m. and it's in your whatever time frame. I can see that there is a Super NES that is, you know, like one of those bundles that has all the games. That's going to start, that particular deal is going to start for Prime members at 4 40 a.m. They have a tripod projector stand on here. That's going to start at 5:30 a.m. So just like all the little stuff that otherwise other people would not see, a graphics drawing pad that's going to start at 6:50 a.m. So just at different times, and they'll sell so many of those. And then it's like, okay, either we've sold out of this deal completely, you know, it's 85% claim, so only so many people can get access to it, or, you know, like other ones are 5% claim, 1% claimed, you know, and stuff like that. So you can see how many more people can potentially buy that particular thing or something like that. So something like this graphics pad, you know, it may be going for $90 and you get it for a Prime. Well, with Prime, you get early access to it versus when everybody else may get access to it. And so you can be one of the first ones to get that for potentially 30 and 40% off. So you can find some really, really good deals on here. Something I don't really share a lot, but I do use quite frequently is site called Vipin, VIPON.com. And what happens with Vipin is that it is it's just a site where, and I'll pull that up as well. So it's basically a site where if you aren't keen on, you know, a specific brand or something like that, you're looking for just stuff that you want. Like they have USB hubs on there. They even got like a little lapel microphone, I think, for like $12. This is where I got like my action cameras. I got two action cameras that typically run for like $90 a piece. I got them for $50 a piece. So instead of about $100 for one, I got I spent $100 and I got two. I'm talking about complete sets, 4K video. I've included these different shots. I haven't even talked about that, and I'm using it for a project as well. I mean, they have t-shirts, shoes on there. They have, I mean, literally, again, as many things as you can think about for Amazon having, they have the same stuff as well. And excuse me, whether it comes to, you know, office accessories or something, like I'm saying, a vacuum sealer on here typically runs for $49. Because you are a Vipin member, then you can get it for $19.99. They have a waterproof laptop backpack that is a professional work backpack. Instead of it being $29.99, you can get it for $12. And so what does it take to actually have this? Well, you must come through my affiliate. I'm just kidding. Honestly, all you got to do is go to VIPON.com and set up an account there. That's all. That's it. Literally, when you start this is it. You know, you don't have to do anything. Sign up, get an email, and you can get a lot of discounts and deals. So they don't always have stuff that I need, but occasionally they do. And so that is, you know, where I go to get simple stuff. It's something that it doesn't matter kind of what brand it is, or just looking for something kind of generic. And I'm not too concerned with the brand or something like that. Like they have like the little mesh office organizer. So, you know, typically you may spend that $10 on one of those. They have it on here for $5. So you get it 50% off. A little case that to hold your smartphone in your car, you know, hold that in there, because I use that very frequently. So that $15.99 on Amazon for a whatever brand that you may buy anyway, you get it for $6.40 on here. Running clothes, just anything, any little thing you think about. It's a great little site to check out. I'd highly encourage you to do that. So already we talked about Amazon Warehouse. We talked about Vipin. We talked about the Amazon Lightning deals. And then those are the primary ways that you're going to save. And then two, if you are an Entree Insider, then you also get access to not just, you know, helping contribute to the business and things like that because you're an insider, but because I get access to deals. And so as an affiliate for Amazon, what I do is get emails from them because I'm a part of the affiliate program, and they'll say, hey, here's a coupon for this, this, and that, or whatever. So not only will you get access to whatever priced thing that, you know, you typically would find on Amazon, you also may get, you know, an extra 10% coupon off as well. And here's that code for this and whatever. Hey, if you're looking for, you know, a good ultra wide monitor for cheap, you know, LG has this one on sale. And then if you use the coupon code this and or whatever, then you're also able to get that. So it's not just that when I'm sharing my affiliate links for my business and things like that, that I'm just trying to rack in a bunch of money and stuff like that. As much as possible, at anywhere in my business as possible, I always try to figure out, not only am I going to receive something from this, but is this a true and real value to the community? How am I going to be able to give back to them? Not even just give back, but to contribute. Because I really hate the phrase give back, because it always makes it sound like you took something away to begin with. And so I really don't like that particular analogy, because it's like, you know, they're talking about Michael Jordan handed out turkeys. Oh, he's giving back. Yeah, but he did never take away. He contributed. He earned value from his skills, talents, and gifts. And so he's contributing and he's adding value, you know, as he's not necessarily giving back. You know, if he took my computer and I say, hey, give that back. You took that away from me. It was already mine to begin with. And you wrongfully took that away. And then I have to ask and kind of command that you give it back. So that's why I hate that phrasing, give back. So that's one thing, you know, as an entrepreneur, I'm very adamant about not saying, when I, you know, I donate to different charities, communities, events, and stuff like that. I'm not giving back, because I didn't ever take away. I'm contributing, I'm adding value, helping to increase and add more love and just wisdom, knowledge, and just good vibes to that particular thing. That's my soapbox on that issue. But otherwise, guys, that's pretty much what I have. And those are the ways that I go through and evaluate. And I did do a video last November showing you. It definitely wasn't like a 30-minute podcast, but it's harder to explain these things than it is in the videos. And your attention span is shorter on videos. But, you know, I did a video on that. So you can search through the channel, and I'll drop that link in the description as well, so you don't have to. But that, as well as for Vipin, and so go through. If you want to be doing your holiday shopping on Amazon, especially, make sure that if you do want to support Entree Chats Daily, as well as Entree Women TV and the whole community, then make sure that you use the affiliate link for Amazon. You can find that in the video link that will be posted in the description. So, and that's all that I have for you today. But I hope that that helped you, hope that that gives and provides value to how you're able to save more money, especially when it comes to holiday shopping. You just maximize and stack those deals, because you don't have to worry about if you're getting the best deal. You're essentially creating the best opportunity for you to receive the best deal. So they got the Black Friday holiday specials. You find it something similar like it, or, you know, it has a coupon code in Amazon warehouse. And so instead of just the 25% that was originally taken off, you maybe get it for 45 to 50% off using these hacks, deals, and stales. But with that, my friends, that is where I'm going to leave it for you today. And as always, my friends, live with passion. I'll see you tomorrow on Entree Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live, or text the word LEADER to 444-999. And remember to live.